Hello, you're in tune to Tribe Revival Cast, Episode 9. And this one is the official announcement. And what we have going on at the moment is Cloud9 have actually spoken. This is crazy. Raymond Thompson himself has actually spoken and they've given us some information. It's not just snippets and snippets. And here it is. So, the first announcement was on January the 10th. I got this through my Facebook from Ray. And I didn't know he's also set up an official Facebook page, which if you search on Facebook for the Tribe Official, you'll find. And the news is that I can tell members of Tribe Revival will be publishing some novels in 2011, including that much requested story of what actually happened post episode 52, season 5. It's great, that is. That's really clearing up stuff. And hopefully the other one, I'm not sure, it may be some Blood of Judas book or God knows what, but anything that's going to clear up after what happened on season 5. Excellent, excellent. I'm sure all you fans have been waiting for a long time because you've been writing season 6 fiction and everyone's been thinking about season 6 for years. They were also mentioned on their Facebook. In addition, there is a motion picture currently in development, as well as a discussion about a Tribe fashion line and the possibility of releasing new songs and music with a range of other interesting, exciting material never seen behind the scenes footage and photography. And we can say they have lived up to one of those promises already, which is they've added a little trailer on the never-before-seen footage of Atlantis High on the new YouTube channel, which is just open today. And you guys should check it out. That's youtube.com/user/cloud9group channel. And that's their official channel. So now they've got an official Facebook, official YouTube. They just need to update Tribe now. And they've added a few widgets, but that's not a proper update. Yeah, so they've mentioned this. I'm a bit dubious about the motion picture, to be honest, about the fashion line, all of this kind of stuff. What I'm probably thinking is they're probably going to release books, see how well it does, release a couple if they sell, and maybe update Tribe World. So, guys, don't believe everything, but hope, you know, hold on with some hope that this stuff will come into fruit. Fruitation, is that the word? Yeah, I think it is. Okay, and another thing that I'm going to mention is Tribe Revival during all of this. I've been doing the Tribe merchandise distribution, which is a very, very good cause that we're doing from the people at tribeuniverse.com. It's sending out free merchandise to me, Morat, and we're distributing it. Free to Tribe fans as long as they pay postage and packaging, because I'm not going to pay for your postage, guys. Now, a lot of the stuff is taken at the moment. Just quickly checking the list, I think we've got one Darylite cast card, one Ram outcast card, and a few badges like Zoot, Ebony, a few Ebony ones, Jarvis Slade, all of this. So, guys, don't worry, there'll be some more packages later. And guys that have reserved something, I'll be contacting you by the end of this week with using PM on the Tribe Revival site, and you'll be getting my PayPal details, and as soon as you guys pay for postage, then I'll send your items out. This is really cool, and we hope to do more of this in the future. Also, we're going to do a big article about all the latest news developments. There's no point in doing those of little tiny ones because, you know, it just clogs up the site. And I can't keep on top of everything that fast. Yeah, guys, so just keep excited about the news. Keep checking our site as well as the official one, because we'll have all the rumours that the official one doesn't have. Check out all the other sites. I'm sure Outcast Tribe soon doing their Sector 4 is soon doing their outcasts, which looks really good. And guys, keep the dream alive. This is great news. Woohoo!